Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. 2 years after Mahsa Amini's death, a few things have changed for the better and for the worse in Iran. Then, how can you be part of International Week of Deaf People starting Monday? We'll pass on some tips in just a few moments. But first, this week marks 2 years since Mahsa Amini's death in Iranian police custody. Her death led to widespread protests against the Iranian regime. This week, the United States Commission on International Religious Freedom called again for Iran to be held accountable for religious freedom violations.
Many people that are protesting or have protested have either been killed, detained, or disappeared. The regime has pretty much tightened control over all forms of dissent.
That's Mike Ansari with Heart for Iran. He says the regime has also increased internet censorship, curtailing freedom of speech, but it's also important to note what's getting better.
We've also seen a much stronger women's movement in Iran that is being supported by other women across the world. It's a bold act of resistance to face the severe punishments. Iranian women, even today in Iran, they are pushing back on compulsory hijab laws.
And the best response right now is prayer.
The gospel of Jesus is deeply intertwined in the theme of hope, freedom, and justice. Ask God to comfort those who've been affected by violence and heal their both physical and emotional wounds. We need to also pray for change of hearts. Pray for those people who are subjecting average Iranian people to oppression.
Meanwhile, Shanghai, China is struggling after a 1-2 punch from Typhoon Babinka earlier this week and Tropical Storm Pulasan yesterday. Over 414,000 people evacuated. Many areas saw power loss, flooding, and damage from downed trees. In times of crisis, local Chinese believers are ready to step up with relief. Bibles for China saw this last year with a church partner during a devastating rainy season. Kurt Rovenstein with Bibles for China says,
the church was deploying to step in and help those who were facing difficulty. And we've seen that a lot in China.
Shanghai is hard ground for the gospel.
In the cities, we find a little bit more resistance to the gospel. Maybe this kind of thing, when someone's world is kind of being thrown in turmoil and chaos, and there is fear for their life and their livelihood and everything that they hold dear, maybe there is an opportunity for Christ followers to share their faith and for people to come to Christ in the midst of it.
Pray for open hearts to Jesus.
It does seem as if it's odd to say, hey, this is an opportunity for us to go and share the gospel. But we don't go with tracts. We go with assistance and with love. We have the opportunities to share the hope that we have that the world doesn't have because they put their faith in the things that they can see and touch.
And next week is International Week of Deaf People. It also comes at the end of National Deaf Awareness Month in the U.S. But why is deaf awareness important? After all, aren't sign languages generally recognized and supported? While that might be true in some areas, nearly 80% of countries don't acknowledge their local sign language as a national language. Rob Myers with DOOR International says the challenges for deaf people don't stop there.
There's at least 30 countries around the world that I'm aware of where deaf people still are not allowed to drive. Everywhere from Mexico to Vietnam to Egypt. In Mexico, if you're a deaf person, you're also not allowed to buy a house unless a hearing person will co-sign the loan for you.
There are also gospel barriers for reaching deaf people.
Many deaf people, because they have very little access to deaf education, they have challenges with access to reading. And so most people who would typically think, I have a deaf colleague, I'll just give them a written Bible. For many deaf people around the world, that doesn't give them scripture access. They need access to the Bible in sign language.
For International Week of Deaf People, pray for gospel opportunities among the deaf and find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Keys for Kids Ministries exists to ignite a passion for Christ in kids, teens, and families worldwide. This month, they're offering free devotionals designed to help you and your family spend time in God's Word every day of the year with the goal of growing disciples in Christ. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.